Cattle fly control options. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Fly season's here, and I called Amy Robinson of Valley Vet Supply to get information on how to control these pests.
When we're talking about fly control, there are three big players for our cattle operations, and those are the horn fly, face fly, and also the stable fly. What makes it tricky about controlling them is that all of them have different life cycles, feeding patterns, and even resting habits. So that's why you really have to attack it from a couple of different directions. Self-applicators. There's several different forms of self-applicator rubs available, those being back rubbers, face strips that are hung from the back rubber, fly bullets, and even insecticide saturated covers for your ground level mineral feeders. The rubs and dust bags also provide regular insecticide application, and they also can be very effective. Other methods are feed-through products. Those are feed additives that are mixed in with free choice mineral or within the ration, and those will halt the development of those immature fly stages in the manure. So that's a really unique way and a very helpful way of controlling them. Also, we have producer applied products, and this is a broad class of products that can be directly applied to the cattle by the producer. In this category, that'll include sprays, pour-ons, and different insecticide delivery systems. Of course, we have fly tags. I'm sure our ranchers are going to be familiar with those. The important thing about those fly tags, though, is to remember not to put them on too early in the season.
Great stuff. Thanks, Amy. Produced by the Ag Information Network.